Well, good morning. How are you this morning? Doing okay? Relatively good? Max, we're outnumbered, dude. Do you notice? Seven girls. Two guys. All eight. It's a conspiracy. Well, welcome all of you. Today is Christ the King Sunday. I think so. It's very exciting. So I wondered, I was going to do a little test this morning. Who is King of the United States? Jesus. Thank you. You can all go back to your places. Okay? Now, who's King of the United States, Coco? Barack Obama. No. Yes? God could be. We don't have a king, you silly gooses. You know this. You are very wise, my child. Yes. Well, that's kind of weird because we don't really have a king here, do we? Well, how do you know someone is a king? They usually have a crown. Well, I guess, how else? They usually are very rich and have a castle. They're treated different than everyone else, like they're royals. Well, I got to thinking, if that's all it takes, you got to have a crown, right? So if all you need is a crown, I thought I should be king today. I am the king today. I am the king. Now, the thing about being king, you got a crown, right? And everybody has to do what you say, right? What, you think this is some kind of democracy? We don't have to. What are you thinking, kid? This is the king talking, right? And if the king says goes, right, I'm the king. Well, I can't. Well, let's see if it works. Okay, everybody stand up. Let's see if it works, okay? Everybody stand up. Come on, stand up. Stand up, people. Come on, the king is talking here. This is really important stuff. I'm the king. Now, everybody put your right hand index finger on your nose. Well done, well done. And turn around like this. That's all you got to do. That's the king says, turn around like this. That's called Lutheran liturgy. Well done. You can have a seat. Okay. See, that's the thing about a king is that sometimes kings, they make you do silly and ridiculous things. But, so, can I just make myself king?
No.
Probably not. Just having a crown and being bossy doesn't do it, does it? No. You have to be kind of born into the deal to be king, right? So today is Christ the King Sunday. So you said something right at the beginning, and as usual, you finished my children's sermon before it was done, which I'm thankful for. I asked, who is the king? And you said, it's always the right answer, she says, it's Jesus. And God, same deal, right? Yeah, so today we celebrate Christ the King, because really, the one who we follow, the one who we believe in and who we obey, is God, is Jesus. You see, Jesus is a different kind of king. Instead of just having people do silly things like stand up and put their finger on their nose and spin around or give money or do all those kinds of things, Jesus rules with love. Jesus, yeah, see, I got you on that one, didn't I? Jesus rules with love. And that's what's so wonderful about what we call the reign of Christ. It's that Jesus is our King. And we're thankful for that. So Christ the King Sunday reminds us that Jesus, who died on the cross, died for us and is our King because he loves us. She said she already knew it because of my necklace. Which is right. So if you're here for the adult sermon, You're going to find out that Jesus was king in a different kind of way from the cross. Okay? Thanks. And you guys can go back to your places. Thanks for being so helpful.